Well, I have a question. Is what you're reading about, it's using the term mindfulness, is it implied that that's right mindfulness, or is adding the term right add a whole other layer to
understanding? Right adds a whole other layer of understanding. Mindfulness. Well, it depends how it's. It depends how it is presented, in the sense that it depends on context. Because mindfulness on itself can be either right or wrong, or skillful or unskillful. But then, oftentimes, how we use mindfulness is oftentimes implying or implicit that it's mindfulness that is you're using in conjunction with the path, so should therefore be kind of right mindfulness, and then imply, and then also mindfulness in terms of the constellation of qualities that it includes. Say, like effort, a compunction, that sense of having a sense of restraint, having a relinquishment. So they tend to be implied within that. But you have to look at the context.
So in the passage that you're reading, would you say that's an example where right mindfulness is implied?
Yes, although he... he is also, he does sort of draw out that point that it is, he's actually using it in both ways, in the sense that mindfulness, whether right or wrong, is a factor present in any experience where memory is sort of, so then it has the whole spectrum. Because it's especially if you in the say Abhidhamma analysis of mental states, all states of mind have some form of mindfulness, in the sense that right or wrong, there has to be, because there's an integrating of memory and an integrating of attention, and then there is, and whether the memories are skewed and the attention is focused on something that isn't useful, there's that mindfulness is drawing it out in each mental state. Yeah, it's like our mindfulness is selective, in the same way that our memory is selective, and they're feeding each other. Of course, these are that sense of I can't remember the exact wording, but it's sort of the khandhas. Being yes, conjoined, thank you. They're conjoined, they are not disjoined. So that you can't just sort of pull out, you know, different factors of feeling and perception and memory and thought and say they stand alone. It's there. Conjoined, they work together, they function together.